This is Word of Mouth on NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier in the show, we spoke with Douglas Wynot about his new book, The Sugar Season, A Year in the Life of Maple Syrup and One Family's Quest for the Sweetest Harvest. Well, after the interview, we asked Douglas to stick around for a sticky challenge, a blind maple syrup taste test. The aim was to test his ability to distinguish between the various grades of maple syrup. So we sat down with 5 cups. 3 were filled with varieties of grade A, light, medium, and dark. There was also a cup with grade B syrup, which has a stronger maple flavor and has traditionally been used for cooking. And of course, the Ringer, a brand name artificial syrup. And because you can tell a lot by the color of syrup, both Douglas and I donned blindfolds for the occasion. Well, not blindfolds exactly. Our producers tied one of my scarves around Douglas's head, and I wore an Elmer Fudd hat over my eyes to prevent any accidental or intentional cheating. So I'm starting?
Yep. Yeah, you go first. Did you miss?
I hit the microphone. I'm thinking that's a grade A.
I'm thinking it's close to that. It's somewhere in the middle.
Maybe an amber.
Yeah, it doesn't have that strongish bite, but there's a lot of flavor. Maybe it's an amber.
You know, what are you looking for when you're tasting the syrup?
Sometimes it's the texture of the syrup, but I'm looking for that burst of the maple flavor that comes after it moves into your mouth, kind of spreads out over your tongue, and pops.
This smells much, much stronger.
Let's not get distracted. Oh, it moves so slowly.
Mm-hmm. This feels like the flavor is out in front and the scent is out in front. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no subtlety there.
Right. Maybe I'll say that's the artificial. Well, when I was a kid, Vermont Made and those other syrups had 2% maple syrup. And it had come down from 15% originally, and then I think it went down to 8 or so, somewhere in that area, and then down to 2. And then one of the brands eliminated maple syrup and went totally artificial and gained in market share.
No kidding.
And that was devastating for the industry at that time. That was in the 60s.
All right, here you go. This is a really nice one. It's very, it feels darker to me. It feels like it has
yes.
a sort of heavier bottom.
Yes, it has a heavier bottom. That's a real strong maple flavor. To me, that's the best.
One of those back-of-mouth flavors, too.
And vanillin is one of the most dominant flavor precursor in maple syrup. And so I would say there's definitely a presence of the vanillin taste in that syrup.
Maybe it's grade B?
That's what I wrote,
that's
grade
what
B. Some people used to say that grade B was for cooking, but I talked to a syrup producer who has an account in Cambridge at a restaurant, and he said that when the waitresses served grade B syrup, they got higher tips.
No kidding.
And he would bring lighter syrup to them. They would complain.
Oh, that's got a nice flavor. It's thinner.
There's something else in this.
I don't taste as much of the vanillin that you mentioned.
No, there's something else. It's so hard to come up with adjectives for the actual flavors, but this has something
warmer.
Warmer, orangey almost. Huh.
That's also delicious.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That moves differently, too.
It does.
Across your mouth.
What is that? What is that quality? Is that just how much they boil it?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, they boil it to come to 66 or 67%. Maybe it moved a little bit beyond that, 68 or something. We're feeling that as it moves. But this is it feels lighter, but the flavor is sort of a, I don't know, centrality to the maple flavor. I'm going to try that again.
That was Douglas Wynot, professor of writing at Emerson College and author of a new book about the maple syrup industry and a family who makes it. After we tasted all 5 of the maple syrup varieties, we took off our blindfolds and checked to see how accurate we were. Of course, there was only 1 cup we really wanted to be able to tell from the rest.
All right, this is our moment of truth.
This is the
fake number 2.
As long as we got the fake.
That's the important thing.
Here's to us.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you to Douglas for being such a good sport and agreeing to be filmed in a somewhat comical blind taste test. You can hear Douglas talk about his book at River Run Books in Portsmouth next Monday. That's March the 24th. There's more on the event, Douglas's new book, The Sugar Season, and a link to watch a video of our blind taste test. All of that is at wordofmouthradio.org.
Maple syrup!